Blog Talk Radio.
This is Busted Pencils Radio. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Jed Hopkins. Now, let's bust some pencils.
Welcome to Busted Pencils, Fully Leaded Education Talk. How'd you like that one, Jack?
Beautiful.
Hey, it is Sunday, May 3rd, and I am Dr. Tim Slecker, and as you just said, to my right is my co-host, Dr. Jed Hopkins.
Hello.
Jed, it's Sunday. It's a beautiful evening in Wisconsin.
Oh, gorgeous. Gorgeous day. Spring has sprung. Either that or it's global warming.
Well, you're hinting already to the show's topic. You know, a little bit of climate change. But hey, just make sure, great show tonight. Before, though, launching the chat room this evening. So if you go and you're listening online and you're participating right now at Blog Talk Radio, at the site, the chat room is up and running. You'll see Busted Pencils is in there. That would be me. And I just said hello. I'll try to multitask as best as I can, but go in there. And also, if you want to get involved in the show tonight, make sure that you call 323-870-4076. That's 323-870-4076. And you, too, can talk about the topic that we will be pursuing tonight, Jed, which is climate change.
Climate change.
Yeah, a little different for school stuff, right?
Yeah, that's refreshing.
Typically, we're usually talking education issues.
That's right.
But tonight is climate change.
Okay.
Okay, and it's a little bit of a twist, though.
Okay.
Typically, the place that we work has a climate.
Mm-hmm.
The places that we work, you know, it's refreshing, it's renewing, it's harsh, it's condescending, whatever, you know, there's all those, a lot of times the place.
I would characterize it as never a dull moment.
Never a dull moment. And I was saying, you know, for many people, that work climate can be extremely challenging.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What happens, though, when you take a place that one time had an incredibly, let's just say, wonderful climate to work, and within, over 5 to 6 years, this is where the climate change comes in. Real climate change occurs, and in fact, quantifiable climate change occurs to the point where certain people have decided they don't even want to work there anymore. Okay, so that's the kind of climate change we're talking about tonight. We're going to be talking to Courtney Smith. She's the president of Douglas County Federation of Teachers and Classified Employees in Colorado. So Courtney is, I guess you would have to say, is a union thug, since she's the president of the Douglas County Federation. But she's going to come in and talk about a little bit of a survey that was done. There was a survey done in Douglas County schools. The survey was conducted by Strategies 360.
It was a climate survey.
Yeah, a climate survey.
Okay.
A scientific instrument.
Mm-hmm.
Or as we like to say here on Busted Pencils, a tool.
A tool. Yep.
Right. Okay. And not the Arnie Duncan type of tool. Okay. Not the Arnie Duncan.
a real tool.
This is a real tool, and it's got some pretty interesting findings. And so let's see, right now, I know you saw Courtney on your way up here in the green room. Do you think she was ready to come on? I'm going to check. Is this Courtney Smith?
It is.
Oh, and this is the Courtney Smith, the president of Douglas County Federation of Teachers and Classified Employees in the great state of Colorado?
Absolutely. That is me.
Well, welcome to Busted Pencils. And
hi, Courtney.
You are talking to Jed.
Hi.
On my right. Hey, so listen, let's get right down to it. You know, people deny climate change right now. In fact, Wisconsin, we're even being told that the scientists around here are not allowed to use the word climate change. But you in Douglas County, your union has discovered one place in America where you can actually document true climate change.
Well, that is absolutely one way to put it. Yes. Yes. I don't know how you can deny it. Yes. I don't know how you can deny what we found.
Well, we will get to climate change deniers, because that is actually one of the questions I have down is, you know, do you have any deniers? But so, Courtney, listen, you put out a survey. It's a workplace survey. And, you know, Jed and I have read through it. We've said, you know, we've looked at this, and it's an interesting summary because the change is, as I wanted to read this, frustration is, quote, palpable and intense nearly across the board. Since 2012
right.
alone, faith in the district's trajectory, climate, and culture has plummeted.
But everything else is okay.
Yeah. In fact, disillusionment is so high that it will be very difficult to eclipse current levels in the future. Okay, that's one statement in an 8-page executive summary. Courtney, what the hell's going on in Douglas County?
Well, so Douglas County School District in Colorado used to be the destination district of the state. It was where you would have a teacher, you know, fair, a job fair, where there would be hundreds of people online to do, you know, their 10-minute little quick interview to try to get, you know, paper screened into interviews into Douglas County. Principals in Douglas County stayed until they retired. Teachers in Douglas County stayed until they retired. Our classified employees are, you know, our PSRPs or our paras in our building stayed until they retired. And it was the district that people wanted to come to. It's where people moved to their kids to. And it was an amazing, amazing district. And I was, you know, blessed to be a teacher at that time in Douglas County. So it was wonderful to see. And then later I moved my family so that my kids could attend Douglas County. And in 2009, we had a majority election of a school board, and 4 seats were up in that election. And it was what I would say a hostile takeover of the school district by the school board. And it is what it is. And it is where we are today.
Well, and I could speak because I've been there on the ground a couple times, and I've actually,
absolutely.
You know, visited, and it's a beautiful place. It's a wonderful, as you said, the destination, you know, one of those destination places. But it's always been really interesting to me, and for people who haven't, followed this, which should be a national story, because it's a case study of destroying probably one of the best public school systems in the country. But, you know, you look at this, and so you guys, so let's move on. You know, you conduct a survey, commission a survey. So I read just that brief little sentence, but, you know, what are, for you, I had to say, Courtney, what are 3 of the big key findings that you think need to be highlighted about the working climate, the climate change that has occurred in Douglas County schools?
Only 3. Okay. So
we can get to more.
Right. So the thing I think that's important to know or to think about with an education system, and all of us are educators, or lots of us are listening and you understand that a person that is working in an education system, their working environment is their student's learning environment. And what we found from this climate and culture survey was that employees are dramatically, and I don't want to say unhappy because they're still in the system, they're still teaching the kids, they're still working with the kids and educating the kids, but the climate in the district is a devastating level of low. Morale in the system is low. I would say that one of the questions that we asked that had a result that one that kind of blew us away is that we asked, do you have confidence in Dr. Elizabeth Fagan as superintendent of Douglas County Schools? She has been the superintendent for the past 5 years. She was hired by the current school board. And 90% of the people that responded said no.
Wait.
And so.
Okay, hold on. Just say that again. So she has a 90%.
Yeah.
Approval rating?
No, disapproval. Oh. I said it wrong. Well, if that was how it came across.
No. Actually,
that,
I was just messing around. There.
She has
I had to bring
a
90%.
No. Yeah, she has a 1% approval rating because the way that we asked the question, and we felt strongly about this and worked with the survey company, was that can't be a yes or no question, right? There are employees in the district that perhaps, I don't know how this is possible, but, you know, the name recognition isn't there. So we asked the question yes, no, or not sure. So she has a 1% approval rating from the employees that were surveyed.
That's an impressive approval, disapproval rate.
Right?
Yeah,
right? Isn't it? Isn't it just absolutely, absolutely?
And let's just be clear, Courtney. This survey that is describing this climate. This survey was conducted by a legitimate third party outfit that does this kind of surveys. I mean,
absolutely.
Can you tell us a little bit?
Yes.
Just say a little bit more about that.
We did not. The district has not surveyed their employees since the 2009-2010 school year, and they did. Mm. They had done the same culture and climate survey for several years leading up to that point. We commissioned a survey in 2012 that was the exact survey that they had done, because they weren't surveying their employees again. We waited and asked and requested that they survey their employees. They refused to do it, or they have failed to do it. I shouldn't say they refused to. There's a lot of lip service paid to doing a survey. There were, you know, requests for proposals put out, but it was never completed. So we hired a third party to conduct the survey. The third party has nothing to do with Douglas County School District. It has nothing to do with our organization. We hired them to conduct the survey in a way that we wanted to make sure it was secure and safe. Anonymous is really, really important right now in Douglas County, and that this is what they've found.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I looked at the survey online, and it looked like a very professional job. The people that did the survey described the tool, how the sampling. I mean, it was all very visible.
So it met the Jed Hopkins seal of approval.
Yeah, it looked like a very well done survey. As far as I could say.
Hey, that's Dr. PhD Jed Hopkins too, who just verified that it was a good survey. So, but no,
good.
I mean, the company is a legitimate company. We know that. You know, Courtney, you talk about, you know, Superintendent Fagan's disapproval rating. But, you know, I read literature, though, that talks about Douglas County as, quote, world class. So I'm not exactly sure how materials leave Douglas County touting the world classness of a system while at the same time you're saying that 90% disapprove of the work that's being done by the superintendent. So what is this? What's all the hype about world class?
Well, the world class, you know, being a leader in the not only the nation but the world, and their world class, you know, targets or whatever it is they've done, that information comes from the district. The only people that think they're world class is them. Elizabeth Fagan may think she's world class, and she can absolutely say she's world class. The problem is that data shows they are not. They are leaving behind any sort of education, valid education behind, any sort of valid teacher evaluation tool behind. One of the results that I think, and I know that you wanted three, but one of the other results, and I think it leads to what we're talking about right now, is that fewer than 10% of the employees agree that the current direction of the district has resulted in increased learning for students. So show me how it's a world-class district when fewer than 10% of your employees that are surveyed believe it's increasing learning for students, because it's a school district and they're supposed to be educating students.
Right.
This is such a sad story.
It's a sad story,
it's such a sad story, you know, because, you know, Courtney painted this lovely picture of a district that was quite desirable at one time.
World class.
No, but I mean, truly beloved by the community at one point. And most importantly of all, trust it. I'm you know, at a certain point in time, this was a school district that was trusted.
Absolutely.
And now,
go ahead. I mean, I have to say, though, that our parent community is so supportive. My kids are still in the schools, of course, because the people that are teaching my kids and that are leading the buildings that they're in as principals and evaluators are they're amazing people. I mean, Douglas County is still, despite all of this, educating these kids because of the passion, the people that are in the classroom, the people that are working directly with kids, you know, our classified employees are exhibiting for these children is amazing. And so the loyalty that the community that are that's the parent community has for Douglas County is still there. And that is the only way that this district is still getting by because people feel strongly about it. They know that the people that are working with their kids are working as hard as they can under really awful conditions.
Right. Well, just for everybody, just to remind everybody, you are listening to Tim and Jed, Fully Led Education Talk, Busted Pencils. We're talking to Courtney Smith. We're talking about climate change in Douglas County School District. And Courtney, I wanted to, you know, actually, and I'm paraphrasing because I don't have the quote, but what you just said was really striking to me because, you know, some of the sample responses from the teachers, there was one that really hit me hard where it said, you know what, I would leave. It was essentially saying, I would leave if I could, but I can't because I absolutely am devoted to the children of this district, no matter how bad it gets. And I guess that speaks for what you're saying is that despite, you know, a disastrous change in climate, somehow the teachers are holding on. But yet when I read the data, though, the data says, you know, it does say that a lot of teachers, given a chance, would pick up and leave. So how are you going to deal with that if that comes true?
Well, that's a hard question.
I know.
The problem
that's why
is,
I asked.
And the problem is that instead of addressing what's going on here and saying that this survey has happened and that, you know, oh, my gosh, you know, thank goodness that this organization paid for a survey by a third party and goodness, our employees feel this way. These are the people teaching the kids that we've been charged to educate. The school board, you would hope, would be trying to answer this question or the superintendent would be trying to answer that question you just asked. The problem is they're not. And so that's a really hard problem to solve when the people mm-hmm. that are in charge are ignoring the facts that are happening in Douglas County because they are charging ahead with their goals and leaving behind the students and the staff and the teachers in Douglas County and the parents.
Well, so, you know, and so the bridges, I guess, then into that next, you know, we've covered different things, but so what about the board? I mean, like you know, we're talking about them. What about Superintendent Fagan? I mean, what has been the response to this survey from your board? I mean, are they alarmed? Are they thankful that you found this information out, that maybe they might be planning some kind of intervention? I mean, what's happening?
The opposite of anything that you just said. So the opposite of anything that an organization should reflect on or say, we have a problem here. They've done the opposite. They have discredited the survey. They discredited the survey company. They have decided that the respondents, and I can't quote it exactly, but it is a lovely piece to look at if anybody wants to go online, and I'm sure that I could send you the link and you could, you know, post that on something so they can find
it.
But, yeah, so the school board member who said that the respondents were really just disgruntled union leaders, that was all the respondents. So really, instead of addressing the fact that they have hundreds of employees that feel the way they do, they just discredited it as being 800 basically, disgruntled union leaders.
You must have a huge
right?
union if you have 800
huge.
Leaders. I mean, how many
huge
members do you
leaders.
Have?
leaders, right. So if we have 800 union leaders that are disgruntled, and that's who's responding in the survey, boy, right? That would be
right.
That would be king size. That is king size.
Yeah,
so,
well, I can tell you that I was there, 2 weeks ago, and I did not see 800 leaders. I think I met three of you.
Right. There are three of us. We're lean and mean, right? So the problem is that instead of saying, wow, and I will tell you that the lean and mean three of us obviously didn't take the survey because we're not, employees of the district. So the problem is that the school district discredited anything about the survey. They refused to do their own survey. They right now at the same exact time, the TEL survey, which is a statewide survey of climate and culture, but within the building, was done by the state of Colorado. It's done every 2 years, and those results are being released next week. But it's about school-level questions. So it is a survey of teachers. It's not a survey of all employees in the school district, but survey of teachers, and it's school-level questions. How supportive is your community? How supportive are your parents? How supportive is your principal? All these different pieces. Well, the district will rely and has relied on those results to say, no, wait, hold on, we survey our employees. Well, that's not the correct survey because, as we just talked about, the teachers in the buildings are doing what they need to do to educate the kids. And, yes, their parents are great. The kids they teach are great. And many of our building leaders are great and have created climates that they can deal with. So instead of saying, nope, we need to find out how we're doing our job, Elizabeth Fagan can say, how am I doing as a leader of this school district, the largest employer in Douglas County? How am I doing leading this huge organization? They're just going to rely on a survey that basically puts everything in the laps of the principals who are trying to truck along themselves and do a good job. I will say if they will do the same exact survey that we conducted with the same exact anonymity and a security of codes and all of the pieces that we did, I will pay for it. My members won't pay for it because I will pay for it out of my own pocket. But the school district will not do that. They will not survey their employees about the job the district is doing.
Okay, so that answers, that's the question, because I did see a small little clip that you had sent me from YouTube where a couple of the board members decided that, and Jed, this was interesting. The survey is a bad survey because the people who work for the survey company, some of them are Democrats. So right there, it's a bad survey. It's a bad tool because Democrats can't make good tools. Although Arnie Duncan's a pretty good tool himself, and he's a great Democrat. But it's a whole other tool. I digress, and that's a whole other tool story. Courtney, that was, right? They've done everything from trying to take apart the company that put the survey together to you guys, to the union who, somehow influenced the results. And even, explain this one, because I've still yet to figure this one out. But one of the board members even went on to make a comment that the union, by doing this, actually hurt teachers.
Right, yes. So he believes, or he said, that this survey and these results, were not an attack on the district. They were an attack on the teachers and the students and the parents of Douglas County. So, it's not even a good spin, but the spin that comes out is amazing. And so somehow, our organization going out and commissioning a survey to give the teachers and the employees a voice in their climate and culture is an attack on them. So somehow them answering these questions, they attack themselves. Now, if somebody can figure that out for me, let me know.
That's when I sit there and I go, I don't understand. I've yet to figure out how a survey that asks teachers how they feel about work is an attack on them.
Listen, if I could figure out their thought process, maybe I could solve the riddle of why they've destroyed one of the best districts in the nation.
Well, maybe you would be a board member then if you had that brilliance.
I mean, apparently, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
If you could figure out the agenda.
Yeah, it's a crazy thing. Look, for people that want to grab the survey, they can go to just to let everybody know, you can go to DouglasCountyFederation.com, and from there, there's the final survey results that people can download and look for themselves and take a look. Go to the Busted Pencils blog talk site. We also have a link there. And, you know, Courtney, I'm going to be interested to see what happens here as, you know, the survey's out there. You know, you've gotten a ridiculous response from the board. But, you know, are there plans, and, you know, I'll give you one more question, then we'll let you move along on your Sunday night. Are there plans to do some follow-up or for you all to respond back to the board about saying, wait a minute, why is this an attack? You know, I mean, what's next?
Well, you know, one of the reasons why we did the survey was to give voice to the employees. It was also to inform the community about what's really happening, and it goes back to what you said. You know, the school district can put out all they want to. I mean, they're in the driver's seat when they put out information about what they're doing. So if they're saying they're the world-class leaders of the state and the nation, they drive that. But we wanted something and a tool to show the community and the parents who send their kids to the schools what's really happening in Douglas County. So, you know, that's our piece. It was a data piece to have actual information. We were not scared to do this survey. Apparently the district is. We wanted to really know what was happening in Douglas County, and now we know it's happening in Douglas County. It's no longer a mystery. And so that information's out there now. It's heartbreaking. I wish it was not the way it is. These are the people that educate my kids. So, you know, the next phase of it is just making sure the community understands that this is what the direction of the school district has done, or this agenda. This is what it's done to this school district where people moved to Douglas County to send their kids to these schools.
Yeah, and you know, I hope it sends the message that what you've done here with this survey is you've created a pretext for a discussion, a community discussion about the future of the school district, the vision that the school district has, or a new vision that may be needed. You've created that pretext for that very important discussion that's got to happen, and I really, really wish you well on that. I hope that's going to happen eventually.
Well, and Courtney, and you know, as just so you know, and put this out there for the listeners out there, Busted Pencils, but Courtney, you are welcome anytime to come back and update us. In fact, if that great conversation, as Jed just said, might happen, let us know about it. You know, let's come back on the radio. Let's talk about it. If there's no conversation, or if there's even more retribution, we would love to know about it. And again, you're always a welcome guest. But you know what? Have a great rest of your Sunday night. We really appreciate the time you took with us. So, Courtney Smith,
thank you.
Have a great Sunday evening.
You too. Thank you so much. All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Jed.
Yeah.
See, this is what people don't get, or maybe they do, is that, you know, you can the climate change, right? Let's go back to the climate change. And seriously, the climate change of a workplace is so important.
Yeah.
When you talk about, you know, whether you're any workplace, but to imagine where you're working with the children of your community.
Yeah.
Why is it not number one but in your best interest, if you're the board or if you're the superintendent, to make sure that the climate is absolutely the best possible? Because we're talking about the kids of the community.
Yeah. No, I mean, issues of morale are really, really important in the classroom, in the school, and obviously in the school district. If they're not addressed in a positive way, it's decline is the answer. I mean, it's that serious. And, you know, well, as Courtney says, teachers are wanting to leave the district.
Right.
They have loyalty to the district or a version of the district that they hope will come to pass eventually. But it sounds like this board is in a very defensive position here, and it's going to take some courage on their part to say, you know what, we need to have a grown-up conversation about all this.
It would be interesting, and I would be surprised if they have that grown-up conversation. I've actually been and witnessed some of their board meetings, and then you can go in and to YouTube, to Douglas County, if you want to see some extreme hostile behavior.
Too bad.
Yeah, it is too bad, because, again, who are the ones that are punished the most, are most vulnerable, which are the students, again. And so adults deciding to have a little game of reform, ed reform, power twisting, anti-union breaking, you want to, whatever it is, right? The true sufferer is the student, the child in the school. And this is why this nonsense, you know, this is why we want to do stuff like this on Busted Pencils, is make sure people hear about it, know that it's happening. Hey, you might not be a listener from Douglas County, but maybe you start to see some of these things happening in your district. Stop it before it gets as bad as Courtney explains. You know, the number one premier district in Colorado now, the number one district in Colorado that teachers want to leave.
Yeah.
Talk about a change since 2009.
But good on Courtney and her associates for doing this.
Yeah. Wow.
She's behaving like a citizen.
Yeah, a citizen, but or as the board would say, a union leader or thug or something like that, you know. But no, she's just doing that. Well, so hey, everybody, thank you again for tuning in this evening. Make sure you check us out on BustedPencils.com. If you're looking for syndication, go to mx2media.com, Busted Pencils. You can follow the show on Twitter, at Busted Pencils. You can follow me on Twitter, at Slecker. And remember, also, if you want to continue to receive, if you would like to receive the trending news with our all-new trending news character that you'll have to see, you'd have to sign up. Go to subscribe on BustedPencils.com, get the newsletter, check out our new newsboy. He's rocking, Jed.
Cool, I'm excited.
He's rocking, Jed.
All right.
But, you know, hey, until next time, you know what they say there, Jed? Keep
busting pencils.